want to ask if you would please pray with me. Let us pray. Oh Lord, may the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. May your Holy Spirit move mightily in this place. Speak, O Lord, for we are listening. Amen. I'm so thankful to be serving today into my third year as pastor at City Well and also campus pastor. Amen. Amen. I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm also honored to be a part of the City Well Wesley Campus Ministry at NCCU. Now, come on, that's another hand clap. Amen. I am truly a part of witnessing God's mighty hand at work in each of you that are here, and also those places that we have dreamed about going and being to help others. I remember the first time that I entered on the campus of NCCU. As a matter of fact, I remember the first student prayer. I remember that specifically because the first day I was on campus, I made sure that I went to the NCCU LGBTQ Center. Yes, I wanted to make sure that as a pastor, that my presence was known there and that each of those students, faculty, and staff were aware that City Well had a pastor that loved them and welcomed them. You see, NCCU is the first in the state of North Carolina to have a LGBTQ center. And we're only two of HBCUs to even open the door where people can come. My hope was that they would want to know who God is and that my ministry of presence as a pastor here will be welcome. So I'm honored to say that each of you have opened the door also. Pastor Cleve and others have been very welcoming to all of NCCU. I remember that first day going there because I remember the student's prayer. As I introduced myself, I listened to her story. I listened to how she felt that God had forgotten her and that to have a pastor to come and to specifically ask, what can my church do for you, was something that she had never experienced before. I was happy because as I listened of her joy, pain, struggle, and story of the resource center that was life-giving, it reminded me of City Well. It truly reminded me of how we began years ago under the leadership of Cleve and Amy May, that opened their home for all of us to feel welcome. I was moved even to tears, and I asked her if I could pray with her. And she said yes. So I asked if she would begin the prayer. And as I bowed my head to hear her pray, the words were, God is great, God is good, and I thank you, Lord, for this food. Amen. After I heard that, I began to pray. And I asked her if she would pray the Lord's Prayer with me. What I learned that day was that many NCCU students were still looking at the basics of prayer. As she walked me to the door, she apologized for not being able to pray differently. And I said, you don't have to apologize. She said, that's the only prayer that I was taught. You see, for as long as I've been who I am, I was not in the church, let alone someone to tell me that God would listen to me. After a long pause, I said to her, thank you for sharing. She pulled my arm and said, Pastor Gloria, would you teach me how to pray? Would you teach me how to pray? My heart was touched. 3 years later, I'm proud to tell you, not only can she pray, she can get a prayer through. And not only am I allied to that center, but many other students on the campus. You see, there is no easy life for Christians. And this student professed to be a Christian, child of a pastor, but yet felt that there was no one there. Today's sermon is entitled, No Pain, No Gain. You see, many of us are struggling right here today with something. Some of us left something at home that we're struggling with. No matter where you are, no matter how you came into this place, my hope is that as you hear these words and you are reminded of the psalm that we just prayed and the gospel lesson taken from Luke, the 20th chapter, I hope that you would walk away remembering who Jesus is and how Jesus handled struggle and pain. And I hope as you heard us pray that psalm of all greatness of God and God being good, that you would be reminded that even in your struggle, even in your pain, you still have to praise. You still have to praise our Lord. You see, today is a good day for us to look at what it means to walk this walk as a Christian. And no, I've already said it, life is not easy for Christians. But I want you to hear this word today. The Christian life is the best life because it's the only true life. Come on, that should be an amen. Come on. It is the only true life. To know Christ is to know God. And to know God is to have eternal life. So today our focus is to look at praise and thanksgiving in the midst of our struggle. Praise and thanksgiving in the midst of our struggle. You just saying, Lord, you're mighty. That was beautiful. And even as you were singing, I know someone was probably thinking, oh, Lord, you're mighty, but can you handle my problem? Lord, you're mighty, but do you know what I have to go back to work to deal with? Lord, you're mighty, but can you handle the prognosis that I just received? And all of it is yes. Our Lord is mighty and can handle it all. So it is for us today to remember that we all have struggled. I want to begin with looking at the Psalter and also the gospel lesson today, and to also remind you about what it means for each of us today. I begin with Psalm 145. And as I look at this, I know that there are many that have concerns of jobs, family concerns, relationships, health, and it goes on and on and on. But if you were to go back to that Psalm 145, and I want you to find it if you can, you would think that whoever wrote that must not have had a problem in the world. Oh my goodness. I mean, when you just look at the beginning line of Psalm 145, can someone read it again? That's okay. Both of you can say it.
I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever.
Amen. Was there another translation of it? Go on to that. Was your a different translation? I don't know who that was over there. Okay. Who has a different translation? It's always helpful to read the psalm in different translations. The first verse starts right out. Oh, just praising God over and over. Someone else has a different translation, please.
I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever.
And ever. Go all the way to the last verse, if you would. The last verse. The last verse of that psalm. 21.
My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord.
forever and ever. Now, I'm going to say to you today, I don't know where you are. I don't know how difficult your journey is. But if you were to hold on to Psalm 145, just to hold it right there on an individual basis, you can hold on to what you're dealing with in a better way. But then it isn't just about an individual thing with this psalm. It's about a community of praise. You see, this psalter begins with what you would do. But even as you read further, you find that it is about the community gathering, the community praising. And that's why I go back to that childlike prayer. God is great. God is good. And then we are to thank God for the food. But many of us are in places right now where we don't even know how to praise. We don't even know how to look at the greatness of the God that we say we serve, because our problem is so overwhelming, let alone that God is good and that the problem of the situation that we're in is going to work out for our good. No, we can't see. We are in the struggle. But this psalm is for you today. And what I hope is that as you read this beyond today, you will know that there may be another voice saying that God is not that great and God is not that good. But I want to remind you that God doesn't need our help. God doesn't need us for anything. You need to go along with the program. Take your problem to the Lord. God is bigger than your problem. And I know as you look at that psalm, it seems like it's a very simple psalm. Oh, God is good. And over we praise the Lord's name. But what about today's problems? I mean, you turn on the radio, what do you see? Oh, my goodness. Not just the political climate. We know that's in a category by itself. But the other issues of violence, inequality, poverty. Well, I wondered if this psalm was really during a time where there was a day like what we're living in. When I went back to look at that particular psalm, I wondered who the people were and what context were they living. I wondered, I said, they must have had an easy life to praise the Lord and to have 21 verses of just, oh, you're great, you're mighty, King. You know, it's easy to praise someone when things are going smooth, isn't it? It's easy to talk about the goodness when there's a flow. Well, I discovered that I was wrong. These people, the Israelites, over 1,000 years ago, they had harsh conditions. Some even more difficult than what we live today. And yet they praise, and yet they worship, and yet they pressed in. That's on a personal level. And so about 2 weeks ago, I was on a panel at NCCU where I had the members of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated to have myself and a psychologist and two students to talk about relationships in our community and how do we handle them from our own perspective. And I was in awe as a student stood and said, Pastor Gloria, you have no idea what we go through. You see, back in your day, oh, they said that. Back in your day, things were so easy. Everybody kept their doors unlocked. They had friendships. And I had to correct them very quickly. You are incorrect. It was not easy. It was difficult. And I asked the students to raise their hands as I asked the question, how many of you believe that times were easier a long time ago than they were today? The students all raised their hands. I was shocked. You see, many times when you look at someone struggling, you think that, oh, they have no idea about your struggle. They have no idea what you've had to go through if you're walking the same path. But we are reminded today that struggle for one may not be the same for the other, but we are to understand that it is struggle. And the Israelites in this passage, which is a psalm written by David, was one of the last Psalms, and it was all to honor and glorify God. And it was a reminder for me that if these people could do that, when I'm worried about my little problem over here, I need to praise God. I need to worship God. I need to press in and keep pushing. And I have to tell you, I have not been the best praise warrior. Oh, I thought I was a prayer warrior. But at the beginning of this academic year, I made a commitment after fasting that I would learn to praise our Lord at a higher level. And I'm here to tell you, my whole world has changed. My world has changed. And to have this psalm before me is another way of looking at it. And I'm reminded as I go back to look at the gospel lesson today of Jesus. As we read in Luke 20, Jesus was being confronted by the Sadducees. He was being confronted. How many of you know conflict is everywhere? How many of you know, yeah. How many of you know sometimes when you're struggling, it is also at the center of some conflict? Well, we can look at this story, this gospel lesson, and see how Jesus handled it. Jesus did not run. He engaged the Sadducees who were challenging, pushing him, questioning him about the resurrection, and doubting. But Jesus not only responded, he gave them one verse that is for us to hold on to. I want you to go to verse 38 in Luke 20. Go straight to verse 38. This verse stop the Sadducees in their tracks. Jesus brought them to understand that we are to live and how we are to live. Can someone read that verse, please?
For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. For all live unto him.
Amen. And see, some of us are in some death situations right now. We got a problem that we think we've already died because that problem is trying to take us out. We are in circumstances where we have just closed our eyes. But I hope you hear that verse, because if you are truly walking and believing that Jesus is a part of your life, the God that Jesus spoke of is a God of the living. Grab a hold of that. Have hope today wherever you are. Believe that your circumstance is not going to take you out. I'm reminded as I prepare to close of one of my favorite ordained ministers, Frederick Douglass. Oh, yes. Frederick Douglass. Ordained African Methodist. Y'all know he was abolitionist. He was a slave. But the most important thing about Frederick Douglass was his faith. And how he emphasized the importance of believing. And in 1857, he shared before a large audience about the importance of struggle. And his words were for all of us then, and they're for us today. And those words, without what, y'all? Who knows that quote? Somebody know that quote? Without struggle, there is no progress. Without struggle, there is no progress. And he spoke those words to those that were considering about freedom and how they were complaining. And I leave those words with you today. I leave them with you as you are trying to look at the struggle. Should I praise God in this season or wait till I get through it? How should I stand with those that are around me that don't have life? You are to hear the words of Jesus again. God is a God of the living. And you are to praise Jesus. You are to praise our God at all times. Wherever you are today, whatever it is that you are experiencing, if you have no pain, there is no gain. Be encouraged today through the life of Jesus. Be encouraged today to praise God at all times. I'm going to ask you to stand as we have a song that is to push us to a place of praise. And this is a song that talks about God being good.